Gus said the other day, you guys expect more out of Blake. He can play better, holds the ball too long, needs to make quicker decisions. How do you get to that point with him?
Well, you know, I think that we have to keep him out of second and longs and third and longs. And I think I was looking back. We had a third and 21, a third and 22, a third and 24, third and 10. You know, there's just too many times that we just didn't have really an opportunity to to help him execute. And then there was a couple second downs where he wasn't as probably sharp as he needs to be. A couple plays that he probably didn't help himself with, some blitzes that, you know, he could get the ball out of his hands and throw as hot and not get hit. You know, there was two in a row, clearly, that he shouldn't have even been touched. But I think we have to help him with experience. I think we have to help him with understanding that this is the way this process is going to go. You know, you're going to play Greg Minuski 1 week and then Perry Fuel the next week and Rod Marinelli the week before. And what they do schematically are all going to be a little different. And each week he's going to have to continue to realize that it's not just about what you see, what you practice, but what you see on tape. And then not just what you see on tape, but can you find good answers? And sometimes, you know, we might practice a play three times that week against three different looks, and it's game time and it's the fourth look, and it hasn't been one that he's seen. And one of the things I said to him this morning was, you know, what you'll start developing here is as you experience football more and more and more, and you run the same system more and more and more, you'll be like, well, I've run this play against Mike Zimmer. Well, Mike Zimmer was with Paul Gunther. Now I know that if I play the Vikings next year, I could pull from my Bengals experience. And I think that'll be really the biggest thing for him, is to be able to pull from some experiences.
Jed, how hard is it to call plays and coach it when it is something different almost every?
Well, you know, I think it's different for coaches than it is for players. You know, fortunately, this is 12 years that, you know, I've been able to be fortunate enough and thankful enough to be in the NFL. So with that, you know, you've played Greg Minuski at San Diego, at San Francisco, and in Indianapolis. So, you know, maybe it's 8 times that I've gotten to be able to see what he likes to do versus a guy like Blake. You know, he's played it in the second half of the game when we were down 30-0, where they played soft quarters and we were able to get a 70% completion day out of it. And then he played him in this game when it was 6-3 and it was go time. You know, it's 6-3 go time at that point. You know, it's the second half and we get the ball and then we drop a ball on 2nd and 15. You know, we're throwing a slant. They call a legal contact penalty on Marquise Lee and it's a 1st and 10 on the 25. And instead we wind up getting to 3rd and 22 because we dropped the ball. So that's the type of stuff that's different.
Think he's trying too hard maybe though, not to?
You know, that's always a good question, right? Is he not forcing the ball so therefore we're not making explosive plays? And, you know, that you always – you know, at coaches, you stay up at night thinking about that, and then you go back and you look at it, and I don't know. I mean, I think against Cincinnati, there was a few balls that could have been picked, maybe like 5, you know, so, and one did, right? And the one that did get picked never should have been, you know, that was the one that was like, it's 1st and 10 on the 14-yard line, and just throw it away. So, it didn't look like in that game, he was afraid to throw the ball against Dallas. I felt like, you know, he came out, 3rd down, suck it down, Robinson, tight coverage. 3rd down again, Allen Robinson, tight coverage. You know, I don't think so. I think in this past game, you know, we were on the -1, the -7, the -5. There was some conservativeness there. We had 2nd and 15, 2nd and 22, 3rd and 21, 3rd and 22, 3rd and 24. There was some conservativeness there. And we were playing too good on defense to be reckless in the first half. And in the second half, we didn't get ourselves going. Now, the last drive, he was 7 for 7. 12 plays, 92 yards. They were blitzing. They were playing man. He was successful. Guys made good plays. He made good decisions. Let's work off that, you know, and that's what I told him. I said, well, you treat that as the first drive of this game then. You've had a 12-play, 92 drive. Remember that, and let's go. Now finish in the end zone, right? Don't have 3-4 plays from the 2 and not score.
Jay, the question you always hear is why not more downfield passes?
Mm-hmm.
There an easy answer to that?
No, there's not. There is not a. There's a lot of reasons. I think we took 6 shots in the game. We had 30 called passes. We had 4 sacks. You know, we had a scramble. And then he was 15 for 25 or 27, I guess what it was. With that, you know, 5 of those passes were inside the 10-yard line. You know, we had 3 that were inside the 2. And we had two that were inside the 12 called passes. One was a false start. One was a screen. Then on top of that, we called 6 vertical shots. The vertical shots, 2 of them he got sacked on, and 4 of them he couldn't get off. You know, we got batted or didn't get off. We need to do a better job getting those off. You know, we do. They called an offensive pass interference on one of those on the sideline. We threw a go route. We had to throw a check down because no one covered it. We had to throw another check down because it was covered. We had Clay Harbor. We missed a cross dog. So we got to find ways. You know, we got to find ways. But unfortunately, offensive football, 11 guys kind of all have to work together for that play to work. Defensively, if one guy's in position to make a tackle, no one really knows what happened with the other 10. But, you know, on offense, we really have to make sure that we're in a spot. If one guy misses and 10 guys win, if that guy, one guy misses, winds up being the guy, the ball doesn't come out of his hand. And we'd love to throw it deep. Trust me. There's nothing cooler than completing a deep ball. And there's nothing better than finishing in the end zone. Nobody doesn't want to score, and nobody doesn't want to throw deep. We just have to be able to protect it. We have to be able to get open downfield, and we have to be able to make those throws and not throw behind them and stuff like that.